Indeed, it is because that Supreme Court upheld the Virginia High Court's ruling from 2 weeks ago, essentially gutting the Voting Rights Act, effectively reducing black representation in Congress. So describe where that leaves voters and the makeup of Congress.
We declare and decree.
Well, it is echoes of what happened in the post-Reconstruction period, where people in places of power, in courts and legislators, passed all kind of laws to try to stop African Americans from having representation, to try to stop African Americans from exercising their rights as citizens. And so now, after the Supreme Court case, we see legislatures like this one here drawing congressional maps with surgical-like precision to stop African Americans from having a voice in Congress, eviscerating African American representation from many states. And so this is unacceptable, not for black America, but for our America, for the America that believes in fair maps and fair democracies and fair voting. And so we have to respond to this by organizing and mobilizing.